This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv on Friday. The two discussed the possibility of an Israeli military offensive into the southern Gaza city of Rafah, something the United States has repeatedly said it's against. Blinken said the U.S. supports Israel's right to defend itself and shares the goal of defeating Hamas. However,
as we said, though, a major military ground operation in Rafah is not the way to do it. It risks killing more civilians. It risks wreaking greater havoc with the provision of humanitarian assistance. It risks further isolating Israel around the world and jeopardizing its long-term security and standing.
For his part, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel still plans to carry out the ground offensive in Rafah despite U.S. objections.
And I told him that I hope we will do it with the support of the United States. But if we have to, we will do it alone.
Netanyahu said Israel sees no other way to defeat Hamas fighters, it says, are still hiding there. Russia and China on Friday vetoed a U.S.-sponsored U.N. resolution calling for an immediate and sustained ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has the story.
After the vote, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., accused Russia and China of voting for deeply cynical reasons.
Russia and China refuses to condemn Hamas for burning people alive, for gunning down innocent civilians at a concert, for raping women and girls, for taking hundreds of people hostage.
The resolution was intended to protect civilians and enable humanitarian aid. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
From Washington, you are listening to VOA News.